Now time for a Royal Valley locker room chat here on KNCA. Week 2 in full swing of high school basketball. We got a week in change until we hit the holiday break, but time to talk some Panther hoops. We got Royal Valley girls coach. We got David Boucher joining us here, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Couple of games. Want to get your thoughts on, coach, since we last spoke. Let's go Friday. Again, these two games we're going to talk about, very similar in terms of the final on the scoreboard, but Jackson Heights, the opponent Friday, you're on the road, 35-29, low-scoring game against the Cobras. They get the win. Let's go back to Friday. Take us back to it. What'd you see and take away from that ball game?
Oh, it's, you know, we played hard. You know, I think we won every four-minute war at the beginning of the quarter, and we lost every four-minute war at the end of the quarter. You know, back-to-back road games, playing the NBA-style schedule. You know, I think that caught up with a little bit, and that's an excuse, but. You know, three games in 4 days. I think anybody would be a little bit tired at the end. And, you know, it's a battle where we were frankly winning for most of the game. And then the second half got a little bit back and forth and here and there. And, you know, and then to Jackson Heights' credit, they made some open shots, at the end, and they were open. You know, we didn't close out strong enough. We didn't close out fast enough. We didn't identify the next pass and the next, you know, into a shooter. And they had some girls step up to hit a shot at the end. And, but, you know, we knew, their Brent Shoup, they're, you know, basically a 4 year starter, three year starter, was a solid player. And we kept her in check and, for the most part until the fourth quarter. And then, she kind of took over a little bit. So come up a little, you know, 6 points short. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got to make open layups. We got to make open shots. We got to be better at passing the ball and decreasing our turnovers. And, if we do that, we could have found ways to kind of win that game.
Was it kind of similar in terms of just the way it kind of shaped out at Jackson Heights? 34-29 Tuesday night against Morehill Mounts Academy. Is it basically kind of running it back a second straight game in terms of how it just kind of went out for you guys on offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's exactly the same, you know, except we were winning the entire game until the last 90 seconds. But, you know, you know, the Kochner or Ketchner, I don't know exactly how you say it, but she is so good. I don't know if you've gotten to watch her play, but
yeah.
You know, she's got, you know, she had a triple double last night. She, you know, she went 22, 14 and 11, 14 rebounds, 11 steals, 22 points, and, just lives at the free throw line. You know, has really good finishing moves and again got us in trouble, but we were ahead the entire game. She hits a three. You know, she was 29-29 and she hit a three with 90 seconds to go. And, then we missed some good looks at the basket to kind of close the gap. And, then we fouled late and they hit two free throws. And, but we had opportunities, you know, we had two possessions. You know, we had a possession, we took a timeout, drew up a play, missed a shot. And then we get a stop, get out and run a little bit and again, get a good look at the basket, and then we had to foul with whatever 10 seconds to go, or 14 seconds to go. So, but we had opportunities, but we were winning the whole time. I think of the 32 minutes, I think we trailed or were tied maybe 3 minutes of that time. And so, you know, we're right there to make plays again. I think we took another step. I think we took a step from, you know, from Thursday to Friday and from Friday to Tuesday, we're continuing to get better. I know it doesn't feel like it, but, there was better basketball being played by us.
Yeah, I would think the offense at some point kind of gets going a little bit more, but these last two games, I would think the defensive effort, you know, on that side of it, you know, pretty pleased for the most part with how the defense has played.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we track deflections. We track steals, but we really like, you know, deflections tell you if you're going to be active. If your kids are playing hard, getting in passing lanes and doing things, we had 21 deflections last night against a high quality team, in Mar Hill. And, you know, the weird thing is we only had four steals. But when you look at the Jackson Heights stats, I mean, we had, 10 deflections and six steals. So, you know, we were a little bit more active on Tuesday. So that just shows improvement. But, you know, both ways, we rebounded well. We had a couple blocks. We took, you know, some charges here and there. And, but anyway, nothing was easy, for the most part. But we still give up, you know, in a 6 point game, 5 point game, 4 point game, giving up a random open layup, a silly foul that leads to two free throws late in the third quarter or whenever. You know, that stuff you don't remember at the end of the game, but that added up to losing plays. And so we got to kind of cut down on those.
Finally, Coach, Valley Falls on Friday night on the road. They're 0-3. They've played some good competition. Troy, Jeff West, most recently Oskaloosa. What's kind of the expectations for this matchup on Friday?
You know, like you said, they've played some really good teams. You know, Jeff West, obviously a high-quality team in our league. But Troy is a ranked team, I believe, and I think is going to be a force to be reckoned with in 1A. And I think probably the best team in the NEK this year. But, yeah, I don't know. We got to execute. I mean, it's about us this early in the year. Really every game, but really, especially in the early season, it's about us, about our improvement. It's how are we sharing the ball? You know, our assist number went up last night, and so we just got to continually, you know, share the ball better and on time and on target passing. And just play with, continue to play with hard effort and continue to practice hard and to grow, and we'll see if the scoreboard can take care of itself if we do those things.
David Boucher, Royal Valley girls basketball coach, giving us a few minutes. We always appreciate it very much. Again, a couple of close games here in this last week. Jackson Heights and Moorhill Mounts Academy. Royal Valley, they'll be on the road again Friday at Valley Falls. We'll have those games right here on KNZA. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We'll see you Friday, and we'll do it one more time next week before the break.
All right. Thanks, sir.